tugging, polarized, fist raised in anger, staring down, don't meet the eyes. Everyone's a stranger, don't look at me, can't you see? I don't wanna talk to you. I'm plugged into the world, I'm wired but disconnected.
Hello, I'm San Sharma, and this is Snug Sound, a podcast for Wi-Fi hopping, coffee sipping mobile workers everywhere. Welcome to episode 2, Work Snuggers. Snug Sound is produced by Work Snug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com. Hello, I'm with Judy Hemmingsley, queen of homeworking, author of Work From Home, and all-round good egg. Hi, Judy, how are you?
Hi, Sam, I'm very well, thanks.
Good. And I've invited you here today, Judy, to talk about homeworking, your area of expertise. And I thought we'd do two things today. We'd talk about our own personal experiences of homeworking and offer some alternatives. Five places to work when you don't want to work from home. Okay. So we'll come on to discuss that in a minute. But first off, Judy, just introduce yourself a little bit and tell us about how you got into homeworking.
Okay, well, actually, I didn't plan to start working from home at all. I started to work from home in the late 80s when I was involved in starting a cleaning business in Bath. And as a business startup, obviously, we wanted to save as much money as we possibly could, keep costs down. So running the business from home seemed like the obvious thing to do. So at the time, I was living in a terraced house in Bath, and I had my office in the back bedroom. And I kept my cleaning materials there as well. And we used to have meetings at the dining room table and occasionally interview prospective staff at the dining room table. And I ran the business from home for 12 years.
Wow. And how many members of staff did you have?
Most I had about 25.
Were they all living with you at the time?
It was a very large terraced house.
Yeah.
They were all part-timers. But it was perfectly possible. I never considered getting an office outside the home.
So it never, in that time, it never outgrew the home?
No.
That's amazing. Yeah. Even with the cleaning supplies?
That's right. Yeah, perfectly possible. And then I became a business advisor. And it wasn't until I was starting to write the book that I actually realised that working from home had been a common theme for me for a long time. Never even thought about it till then. I mean, in the late 80s when I started the cleaning business, nobody really talked about working from home. It wasn't really a concept that anyone thought about.
Yeah.
And one day I had one of those light bulb moments and I suddenly realised that the common thread of all of my work over the last few years, whether I'd been running a business, whether I'd been working as a business advisor, whether I'd been helping my partner with his business, was the fact it was all done at home.
So you'd amassed all this knowledge and experience of working from home. And how did you come up with the title of your book?
That was difficult. Lots of brainstorming. In fact, I didn't want to use that title. I went back to my publisher who presented me with a title and said that I didn't think it was the right title. It seemed to me more like a command than a book title.
I should say, listeners, that Judy, the name of Judy's book is Work From Home, which is sort of the snakes on a plane title approach to a book. So let's go back a little bit and cast our minds back to the 1980s, when I imagine work from home was a very different thing. How on earth is it possible without email? How did you stay connected?
I can't even think. I didn't have a computer.
Wow.
I did nothing by computer. There was no email. I had a typewriter.
It's weird, isn't it? It always surprises me when I see films and I see people at their desks with just a notepad. And they'd go into work and just sit there and make notes.
Yeah.
Odd, isn't it? And where are you now in the world of home working? So now we're in the 21st century.
Yeah.
God, that makes it seem like it was ages ago. How have things changed in your day-to-day?
I'm still working from home. And I run a website, workfromhomewisdom.com, and events for home workers, and generally help people to work from home as productively and as happily as they can.
And you and I met at a kind of home working conference, I believe, and just sort of online. I've been doing it on and off for about 5 years, which is quite some time. It's changed for me as well. I think I approached it in the past as a sort of 9-to-5 that I do at home. So kind of imitating old work styles, an office work style, at home, getting up, getting changed at 9, finishing at 5 or 6, whatever. And just in the last year or so, taking a bit more of a balanced approach to it. So I will do things in the day that I can do because I am working at home, like I do some house chores, which I love. always doing laundry, or I can pop out and see friends and stuff. And that's a real benefit of working from home.
Yeah.
You can manage a lot of the things that you couldn't do if you're working in an office every day.
That's right.
You must come across lots of different reactions and attitudes towards home working. What kind of misconceptions do you hear about home working?
Oh, well, the one that really gets my goat is the one that's trotted out every winter when there's bad weather and people stay at home and they can't get into work because of the snow and so forth. And there's inevitably an article in the press that talks about working from home and how home workers sit in their pyjamas and watch Jeremy Kyle. And I've never met anybody who works from home who watches Jeremy Kyle, have you?
Well, it's nice to meet you, Judy. You're looking at one.
Well, great. That's my first one.
No, that's not true, listeners. I at least don't watch Jeremy Kyle. I do occasionally work in my pyjamas, though.
You do?
I know I shouldn't. This is not good practice, is it?
Well, the thing about home working, my belief is that you do what's right for you. Mm-hmm. And there are no rules. There's no rights and no wrongs. And another thing in the press is that there are always articles saying how you should work from home and what you must do if you want to work from home successfully. They always say things like you've got to have a separate office and a door that you can close. Sometimes they say you must have a separate phone line, all these things. But in fact, I've come across people who do that and people who don't do that, and they're equally successful. So if you want to sit in your pyjamas all day, that's fine.
Yeah, whatever works, right?
Exactly.
Home working presents a new style of working for lots of people, and there must be some pitfalls in that as well. I mean, you're more responsible for your time.
Yes.
What are some of the pitfalls that people might fall into?
Well, I think the greatest danger is the one of becoming isolated. Mm-hmm. Even if you're a fairly self-sufficient, introverted personality and you feel quite happy not interacting with other people, it's actually amazing how quickly you can run out of impetus when you're working on your own. So you need to make time during the week where you're getting out or you're talking to people or you're just doing something to interact with the world.
Yeah, that's really important. It especially is important for me. And I imagine quite important for some of our listeners, the work snuggers, who may want some alternatives, five places to work when you don't want to work from home. So let's go through a little list I've prepared here. So the first one I have is co-working spaces. So maybe you could explain what a co-working space is for people who might not know.
Well, a co-working space is a place where there are desks that you can rent for anything from just a few hours up to permanently. You can work there full time if you wish.
Yeah.
And they've popped up all around the country now. They're not only in cities, they're in small towns as well. Mm-hmm. We have an excellent one in Frome. And it means that you can actually go out to work. And you can do it as often as you need to fit in with your routine and your personality. So it's a much friendlier way of working from home, and it means that you're mixing with other people, which has lots of possibilities for finding out information, collaborating.
Yeah, I guess the thinking is that sometimes independent workers work better with other people than they do alone. It's just quite nice to be in a room with other people. Even though you're working on different things, you have that kind of environment of work that can be quite productive. And tell me a little bit about this thing called Jelly, which is delicious, but it's also a kind of co-working event, right?
Yes, it is. Jelly started to take off in the UK almost 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was actually invented in New York in 2006 when two IT freelancers were moaning one day about the drawbacks of working from home, the main ones being that they never left the house and they didn't meet people. And so they came up with the idea that they'd invite friends to bring their laptops and work at their apartment.
Yeah.
So they did this for the day and it was a great success, and people started to do it more and more. So this is now happening in the UK, and there are now more than 70 groups around the UK, and it's very easy.
They're kind of like pop-up co-working spaces, like they happen in people's homes or in public spaces, coffee shops and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you spend time working in coffee shops? Do you take your laptop there and log on?
Not really, actually. No, I prefer to go to co-working spaces now because I know the internet connection is good. I know I'll get a friendly reception.
Yeah.
I prefer to keep coffee shops to people watching, maybe not jotting down notes. You know, those times where you've maybe got something to write or you've got to come up with ideas and you need a bit of external stimulation. So it's quite good to go to a new place and just sit and think.
Yeah. I read something on the internet the other day, which is really interesting. And it was saying how entrepreneurs should make us make a place like a restaurant or a coffee shop their regular place, because if you're meeting someone at a regular place, they automatically have a good impression of you when the staff know who you are.
Yeah,
you've got your own space and stuff, and you feel comfortable, and also you're inviting someone to a place that's familiar to you.
Mm.
It's quite a cool idea to have a regular coffee shop.
Yeah,
obviously this goes against what WorkSnug encourages, and that's finding new places. But I think that's quite a cool thing.
Yeah, I think also you've got to bear in mind things like time of day,
mm-hmm.
because if you are having a meeting, you want it to be professional, and you don't want to have to shout to make yourself heard above yeah. the screaming children or the people coming in for lunch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, I've had meetings in coffee shops where it's been really quiet early in the morning, and it's just really embarrassing, because even if they're not, you feel as though people are eavesdropping.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that I couldn't resist if it was me.
It's the kind of thing I do. This is a bit of a secret, but I often pretend I'm listening to music on my iPhone, but I'm actually just listening to conversations. So that does make me quite anxious when I'm in coffee shops, because I imagine people are doing the same.
Yeah.
Well, number three on my list is libraries, and I imagine a really bad place to hold a meeting because you can't talk there, but a good place to get some quiet work done.
Yeah, my local library doesn't have Wi-Fi. So you really need to check that out before you go. I mean, I've walked by libraries in London and they've got signs on the windows yeah. saying that they have Wi-Fi, so that's not an issue here.
Mm-hmm. Number four on my list of places to work when you don't want to work from home is somewhere fancy.
Oh.
I've done this before, and it's quite a good idea, working in somewhere like a hotel lobby, which sometimes if you're working on something like I was at the time, which was like a pitch, working somewhere quite professional like that, where everyone around you is kind of fancy schmancy, they're wearing suits and stuff, it can kind of aid your productivity and inspire you a little bit. Right. Have you ever worked somewhere like that?
I've had meetings in places like that,
yeah.
but I don't think I've ever been to them to work on my own, actually. Mm-hmm. Again,
it's a good place for meetings, actually.
Yes, yeah. I guess, again, you have to pick your times.
Mm-hmm.
Some hotels are well known, aren't they, for being areas where business people meet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I guess it could raise your game, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Straight into number five, the great outdoors. Now, this is a tricky one because it can be quite hard to work outside. A, it's difficult to get Wi-Fi. But I think working outside is quite nice when you're making notes or you're working on paper or you need to sort of have some blue sky thinking, as they call it.
Hopefully literally.
Yeah, rarely, I think. Working outside is good for that. Well, Ginny, thanks for joining me and talking about home working and sharing some of your experiences.
And thanks for inviting me. It's nice to check out the WorkSnug office.
If you'd like to ask Judy a question about home working, you can do so on Twitter. She is at Judy Hemmingsley. You can ask me a question. I'm at WorkSnugSan, and you can indeed pay our website a visit at worksnug.com. Please do download our app, and until next time, stay snug. Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, Simply Smarter Communications. Find out more at plantronics.com.